The elevator didn't work, nor did the teleprompter, but President Donald Trump pulled no punches. In his address to the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday, he hadn't much good to say about the UN, but after meeting Ukraine's President Zelensky, it seems there has been a big shift in Mr. Trump's position on Ukraine. Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray has been telling me more.
Well, this really came as a surprise to everybody because, as we know, Donald Trump has in the past said that Ukraine couldn't win this war and has said that they're going to have to cede land to Russia. And you remember back to that Oval Office meeting back in February when he was shouting at Volodymyr Zelensky, telling him he did not hold the cards. But yesterday at the United Nations, they held this meeting on the sidelines, went on for quite some time, about an hour, we understand. And afterwards, Mr. Trump sent a post onto his social media platform, Truth Social, saying that, in fact, he did think that Ukraine could win the war. And perhaps he even said they could go further. So it really was an about turn and something that came as quite a surprise and really quite hard to pick apart. People were saying, you know, is this an indication of something we've heard many times before, that Donald Trump tends to repeat the position, or at least back the position, of the last person who's had his ear. It certainly seemed to be the case today. Perhaps Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, said something to him during that meeting that convinced Donald Trump that Ukraine could, in fact, win the war. We don't know the details of what went on behind closed doors, but certainly that Truth Social post seemed to indicate that Mr. Trump had changed his mind on this war.
And in some of his media comments, he was pretty blunt as well, wasn't he, about how to deal with the recent Russian incursions into NATO airspace, President Trump agreeing they should be shot down.
Yeah, and that was in response to a reporter's question. He didn't go much further than that. But again, really showing here how much Donald Trump can change his mind, to change position on this war. But perhaps it indicates that he's running out of patience. This is a war that he said before he came to office he was going to end within 24 hours of returning to the White House. It's been months now. They've made very little progress. His last round of diplomacy brought a great deal of hope, but of course fizzled out when Vladimir Putin of Russia refused to meet Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. And I think one possible explanation is that, having reached this impasse now, Donald Trump is trying to build the momentum again by making these comments.
Well, whatever about possibly changing his mind on Ukraine and Russia, President Trump certainly hadn't changed his mind yesterday, had he, Yvonne, on the UN and his pretty low opinion of it. Mind you, the day got off to a pretty bad start, didn't it, with that elevator and teleprompter malfunction?
Well, it did indeed. And it was really one of the first things that the US president mentioned when he walked into the UN General Assembly Hall. I was sitting in the gallery watching. All he said he gets from the United Nations is a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter. I have to say, people did laugh at that comment at the time, and he did say it in kind of a joking way. I have to say, it transpired later on that, according to the United Nations, the escalator may have been accidentally switched off by one of Mr. Trump's own staffers who went ahead, a videographer, they said, who went ahead of him and accidentally, in their view, triggered the safety switch on the escalator, thereby switching it off. They also said, according to UN insiders I was speaking to yesterday, the teleprompter is actually operated by the White House, by officials who come along with the president. So again, that was out of the UN's hands. But of course, that transpired after White House officials, including Caroline Leavitt, the spokesperson for the White House, called for the investigation and potential firing of UN staffers over this incident, over potential sabotage. And just a little more about the speech, Anya, I have to say it really did veer between jokes on the one hand, but then severe criticism of the United Nations on the other, and of course criticism of other countries. The most perhaps undiplomatic line to come out of Mr. Trump yesterday was when he told European leaders that their countries were going to hell. And he said that the reason for that was their immigration policies and their commitment to the green energy transition.
Yes, and he certainly took a dim view of the green agenda. He also thought he should have been given the job of refurbishing the UN, and he certainly had some impact on the White House and the Oval Office. But there are people who will have listened to Donald Trump yesterday, and while his speech may not have gone down well with all the different diplomatic delegations in the hall, they'll agree, yes, all the UN does is write letters.
That's right. And, you know, the UN is in the grip of a major crisis at the moment, not least because the US has pulled back a lot of its funding for the organisation. It's the biggest backer of the United Nations, giving up to 25% of the regular budget. But also the donations to the agencies have dried up this year, as well as USAID, the development branch of the US government, has been wound up. So this sense of crisis has now led to the idea that the UN really does need to drastically reform. And I think actually diplomats, you know, delegations, even UN officials themselves agree that this really needs to be done. But people have been saying this for years. So there's some skepticism as to whether the UN can really reform itself. But just on this kind of mood within the organisation, certainly before this high-level week, I think there was doom and gloom in the atmosphere. And I think that once everybody leaves New York and all the world leaders go home, I think that will persist.
And that was our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray, in New York.